Hey everyone, welcome. We're doing a deep dive today, all about NFTs.
NFTs.
Yeah, you know, these digital tokens that seem to be everywhere these days.
Yeah.
But we're going to get into how they can really change the game for businesses,
Absolutely.
not just for people playing around with crypto.
Yeah.
So we've got a really cool explainer on just the basics of NFTs, and then a deep dive article about how these things fit into Web3.
Okay.
Our mission. We want to help you guys figure out how you can use NFTs to boost your revenue,
For sure.
cut down on costs, manage risk, and just make things better,
Yeah.
increase effectiveness overall.
Absolutely. We're going to cut through all that jargon
Yeah.
and try and make this as practical as possible for decision makers.
Perfect. So first,
Yeah.
what is an NFT?
Right.
I love this analogy.
Okay.
It was in our explainer, and it uses British pound coins. You know, those shiny
Pound
pound
sterling.
sterling ones. Yeah,
Yeah.
each one is basically the same. You can swap them out, the value's the same.
Exactly.
We call that fungible.
Tumble. Yeah.
But now let's say you've got a really rare collectible coin,
Okay.
something that's one of a kind.
Right.
Now that's non-fungible.
Non-fungible.
It's unique.
Yeah.
You can't replace
It's
it.
unique. Can't replace it. That's it.
NFTs are kind of like the digital version of that. They're like
Yeah.
certificates
Digital
of
certificate
ownership for digital assets.
of ownership for unique digital assets.
And the big thing here is that ownership is kept track of on a blockchain.
On a blockchain.
Okay, now blockchain,
Right.
this is where it gets a little
Checky.
techie, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little bit complicated.
But you can think of it like a ledger,
Oh,
like
yeah.
a digital ledger that can't be hacked. Every transaction is recorded there permanently
So it's
and publicly. So
really
it's
transparent.
transparent, secure,
Very secure.
and that makes NFTs incredibly trustworthy
They're about.
because that record of ownership
Yeah.
can't be changed.
So it can't be faked.
Can't be
It
fixed.
can't be erased.
Can't be
It's like a
erased. Yeah.
digital fingerprint that's
Exactly. A
so-called.
digital
Okay.
fingerprint that can't be forged.
This isn't just about digital art, right?
No, not at all.
Like I'm seeing NFTs used for things in the real world too.
Absolutely. I mean, our sources talk about Nestle. They're
Yeah.
using NFTs to keep track of their supply chains, which,
Okay.
really adds a lot of transparency,
Yeah.
which I think consumers are really looking for these days.
Especially when companies are making claims.
Especially with environmental claims.
Yeah, about
Yeah.
the environment, sustainability.
Like you can actually trace a product's journey,
Oh, wow. Excellent.
verify its origins.
So instead of just ethical sourcing, all of that.
Taking a company's word for it,
Right.
you can actually see
You've got proof.
the proof.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's huge for building trust.
It really is. And this is where smart contracts come in.
Okay.
Okay,
Smart
so
contracts.
smart contracts.
What are those?
They're well, think of them as lines of code
Okay.
embedded in the NFT. They can automate certain processes.
Okay.
So, for example,
Yeah.
every time a product is resold,
Yeah.
a smart contract could make sure that a portion of that money
Wow.
goes back to the original producer.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So it's like this system that's built in
Built in,
for
yep.
making sure people are paid fairly
Yeah.
and that we can track where things come
The
from.
provenance, yeah.
That's it's really fascinating.
It is.
But what about the actual benefits for businesses? Now, could you
Yeah.
give me the example of how NFTs can help a company save money or
Yeah.
reduce risk?
Yeah, definitely. Let's talk about like theft prevention. So think
Yeah.
about all the valuable stuff your business owns. Laptops, smartphones, even like specialized equipment. Now, what if all of that had its own unique NFT attached to it?
Like a.
Basically a digital fingerprint on that blockchain.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So if someone steals a laptop that has an NFT on it,
Right.
they can't just wipe it and resell it like
They can't just
they could before.
Exactly, because that NFT makes it basically impossible to resell.
Right.
I mean, a buyer could instantly check the
Yeah.
blockchain, see, oh, this is stolen property.
So this could really save businesses money.
Huge cost savings.
Yeah, like on insurance.
Insurance premiums for sure.
And just losses from theft.
Less loss from theft.
So
Absolutely.
it's like a built-in security system.
Yeah, it's like
All your variable stuff.
built-in security for your assets.
That's great for risk management.
Yeah.
What about increasing revenue?
Oh,
How
yeah.
can NFTs actually make companies more money?
Let's think about event ticketing.
Okay.
Huge industry.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot of problems with fraud and scalping.
Yeah, for sure.
But imagine if concert tickets were actually NFTs. Their authenticity is guaranteed right there on the blockchain.
So no more fake tickets.
No more fake tickets.
Wow.
And the organizers,
Yeah.
they have total control over resale.
So they get their
And
cut.
get their fair share.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a win-win for everybody.
It makes a lot of sense if fans get real tickets,
Yeah.
artists get paid what they deserve,
Exactly.
and the scalpers,
They're out of luck.
they're out of there.
They're out of business.
Yeah, this is great.
And it's not just ticketing.
What all?
NFTs open up this whole new world of fractional ownership.
Okay.
So you can have assets like real
Real
estate
estate.
or
Wow.
even film rights that are suddenly accessible to way more investors.
Well, instead of needing a huge loan to
Yeah.
buy a property, you
Right.
could just buy an NFT for a piece of it.
For a fraction of it.
That's wild. It's
Yeah.
like crowdfunding.
It's like crowdfunding
But
on steroids. On steroids, yeah, with NFTs as the thing you're buying into.
with NFTs as the asset, yeah.
This could be huge for
For
startups
startups, creative projects.
or any project looking for funding. It
Absolutely.
really changes how we think about
Yeah.
investing.
Ownership, value creation.
It's amazing.
It's a whole new way of thinking about it.
It really is, but we can't forget about protecting
Right.
intellectual property.
Intellectual property, yeah.
This is so important.
Huge concern for businesses.
For businesses today, especially with
Especially in the digital age.
yeah, all the digital stuff we have now.
Right.
I read this really sad story about this artist
Okay.
who sold a painting like early in his career
Yeah.
for almost nothing.
For pennies,
And
basically.
then years later, it sold for millions.
Wow.
And he didn't see any of that money.
That's a classic example
Yeah, and it's heartbreaking.
of how creators can lose out,
Yeah.
but with NFTs
Yeah.
and smart contracts,
Right.
that doesn't have to happen.
Mm.
The artist could put a smart contract in there
Okay.
that automatically gives him a percentage
Every time it's sold.
every time it's resold.
Wow.
Doesn't matter how many times it changes hands.
So you can't avoid those payments.
It's built in.
Like royalty payments.
Royalty payments, yeah.
That's amazing.
This is huge for anybody
My
creating,
greatest.
artists, musicians, writers,
Writers.
anyone who's creating intellectual property,
It gives them control
it gives them control,
over
yeah.
what they make.
And it lets them capture the real value of their work. And all of this is happening as we're moving towards Web3.
We have three.
Yeah.
That's another one I'm still trying to figure out.
Right.
What exactly is Web3?
Think of it as the internet on the blockchain.
Okay.
It's all about decentralization, taking power away from those big tech companies, Google and Facebook,
Yeah.
and giving users more control over their data, their online experiences.
So it's a more open internet
More open, equitable.
where users can just connect directly
Peer-to-peer.
without needing,
Without needing those middlemen.
without needing those companies in the middle.
That's the promise of Web3.
It sounds amazing,
It's exciting.
but also a little scary.
Yeah, it can be a bit daunting.
I can see why some people are hesitant
I understand that.
to get involved in all of this.
It's a new frontier.
It really
And
is.
it's good to be cautious, but
Hidden.
you also got to remember
Yeah.
that the people who get in early,
Yeah.
they often have a big advantage.
Like those who saw the potential of the internet early on or
Exactly.
social media.
Yeah.
So for our listeners who are business decision makers,
Right.
it's not really a question of whether they should use NFTs. It's more about
How NFTs can help them
how can they use them
achieve their
to
goal.
reach their goals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you got to look at what problems your business has and see if NFTs can solve them.
Could they make your supply chains better?
More transparent, more trustworthy,
Yeah.
for
Could
sure.
they help you connect with customers in new ways?
Exclusive content,
Yeah.
loyalty
Like
programs.
loyalty programs or something? Could
Yeah.
they even create whole new
Usually.
ways to make money?
Entirely new revenue streams.
Yeah.
The possibilities are huge.
They really are. And we're just getting started.
And they're still
It's
evolving.
like we've got
Yeah.
this whole new set of tools,
Brand new
and we
tools.
don't even know how to use them all yet.
We're just figuring it out.
It's really exciting.
It is an exciting time.
It's not even just about the
Yeah.
technology. It's
Yeah.
about.
It's about the shift in how we think,
Yeah.
about ownership, about value, about trust
In this digital
in
world.
the digital age. Absolutely.
So instead of like Facebook or Google
Right.
controlling everything,
Yeah.
Web3 gives the power back to
To the
the
users,
users and the
to the
creator.
people.
That's the goal.
That's the idea.
It's
Yeah.
about
It's about owning your data.
yeah. owning your data, choosing
how it's used.
How it's used.
Connecting
with others directly.
Directly, without the middleman.
Without those companies in the middle.
Yep, that's the promise of Web3.
It sounds really exciting.
It's exciting.
And a little bit overwhelming, to be honest.
I can understand that.
For those listening who are, intrigued by this whole thing,
yeah,
but maybe a little hesitant to actually dive in,
yeah,
what would you say to them?
I'd say, first of all, that hesitation is totally normal.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all brand new.
This is new territory.
It's a new frontier. It makes sense to be thoughtful.
Yeah.
But it's also really important to remember that the early adopters often have a huge advantage.
It's like being one of the first to see the potential of the internet.
Of the internet or social media.
Or social back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So while everybody else is still trying to figure it all out,
right,
you have a chance to really become a leader in this space.
To be ahead of the curve.
To experiment, to innovate.
Yeah.
And maybe reap some of those rewards.
So for our listeners who are, making decisions for businesses.
Right, the decision maker.
Yeah, it's not really about.
It's not about should I use NFTs. It's more about how can NFTs help me?
Yeah, how can they use
achieve my goals.
To reach their goals.
Exactly. So you gotta figure out, okay,
yeah,
what are the problems my business is facing?
What are the pain points?
And can NFTs solve them?
Can NFTs make your supply chains better?
More transparent.
Yeah.
More trustworthy.
Make it easier to connect with customers.
Yeah. Could you use them for...
new ways to connect?
Exclusive content?
Yeah, exclusive content or...
Loyalty program?
Loyalty program, something like that.
Could you even use them to create completely new...
Entirely new.
Revenue streams.
Revenue streams.
Yeah.
I mean, the possibilities, they're huge.
It's a whole new world.
And they're still evolving.
We're just scratching the surface here.
Yeah, we're just figuring it out.
It's exciting.
It's an exciting time.
It really is.
It's about more than just the technology.
It's about, yeah.
It's a fundamental shift.
In how we think about things.
In how we think about ownership, value.
Trust. Yeah. In this new digital age.
In this digital world we live in.
Well, I've learned a lot today.
Me too.
This has been really fascinating.
Oh, but a pleasure.
To go beyond just the hype.
Absolutely.
And look at how NFTs can...
Real world application.
Naturally be used.
Yeah, for sure.
By businesses.
It's been great diving into this with you.
You too.
Yeah.
And to our listeners out there, anyone who's curious about NFTs.
Yeah.
Business leaders, entrepreneurs.
Keep exploring.
Keep exploring.
Keep learning.
Keep learning.
And don't be afraid to push those boundaries.
To see what's possible.
Of what's possible.
That's a great way to end it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of NFTs.
It's been fun.
And until next time, keep exploring, and we'll see you then.